Aftermath, with an epigraph from Deborah Tall. Dawn, the moment it was over. It was that last euphoric summer, between one chemo and another, when you looked out your kitchen window and saw the doe standing at the edge of your lawn where the thicket gathers, autumn olive, buckthorn, forsythia, dogwood. And when you stepped outside, the doe stayed still and looked in your eyes, you thought, with a companionable, complicit question, and didn't run. You were light-headed. The doe lowered her nose to shove at the small bundle at her feet, folded up like an awkward deck chair, till then invisible in its hollow of grass. She had just given birth. The fawn couldn't stand, but raised its too large head to gaze at you. You were, as you said, already more or less posthumous. You took each other in, one of you before, the other beyond fear. Two creatures, side effects on one another, headed in opposite directions.